When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Parents, assemble. Amber needs us. Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, want to thank you all for the work you do with Norton Children's Hospital. Aw.
Oh, thank you.
That's sweet. She said my youngest son was born premature. We were there for several weeks, so thank you.
Aw.
Anyway, the real reason for why I'm reaching out is for my other son. He's 11, won't stop sucking his thumb.
Mm.
My neighbor said it's not a big deal and that there are plenty of adults who still suck their thumb as a coping mechanism. But right. My mom says I need to get him to stop right away. She's worried he's going to get permanent buck teeth and will be made fun of once he gets older.
Okay.
I certainly don't want him to be made fun of, but could you please ask your listeners if they have any tips or advice for getting your kid to stop sucking your thumb at his age? Thanks so much.
Interesting. My older two daughters sucked their thumb.
Until like what age? Were they like six? I want to say they were like six.
They were, maybe six or seven, maybe eight.
I think I remember having this conversation with you. Like, you were like, it's a thing and we got to get them to stop. Because they're getting older.
Well, and it was just annoying for me. I wasn't necessarily worried about like permanent tooth damage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what orthodontics are for if you need or whatever. But I was more like they would try to talk with their thumb in their mouth and be like, ha, 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 ha. And I'm like, I can't understand you with your thumb in your mouth. Can't understand you with your thumb in your mouth. Can't understand you with your thumb in your mouth. Can't understand you with your thumb in your mouth. One of them was affecting her nose even a little bit because she would put her index finger up next to her nose. And then we noticed that started to like move
wild,
and so once she stopped, everything aligned perfect, and they haven't actually had braces. My youngest daughter has to have braces, and she never sucked her thumb.
Okay, so this, well, here's the thing, because my kids were, well, just one, Jake was a pacifier
mm-hmm.
kid, and so we were having that conversation when he was like three, and they were like, well, you need to break him of that habit because of the teeth thing.
Because then he'll start smoking cigarettes.
No.
He needs something in his mouth.
That's not what he said. He did like treat that though. Like it's just, he's stressed out. He just put that in his mouth. He's like, it was like he was getting a hit.
Yeah. It was a dopamine hit.
Yes.
It made him instantly happy. It's been a rough day.
Yes.
I'm stressed.
And we got those Wubba-Nubs that had the little animals hanging off of them. They were the cutest thing ever. And I kind of didn't want him to stop because they were adorable.
All right. So why don't you text us your kid's habit? Like, do they smoke cigarettes?
No,
do they chew tobacco? Doing drugs?
No, we don't need to put habits on blast. We need to help Amber with her 11-year-old. Is it bad that he's still sucking his thumb?
I think we
need to intervene?
I think he's going to stop. Well, I think he'll just stop.
She doesn't say where he's doing it. Like,
right.
I would say if he's doing it around his friends at school.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
That might become an issue, but if it's just at home.
Yeah, I mean, the if he's doing it around his friends at school, I would imagine that
they
will
probably
take care
point
of
it out.
That will take care of itself.
Yeah, I feel like kids are going to be honest. And they're going to be like, why are you doing that?
Right.
You're 11.
You're 11 at your age.
Exactly.
Grow up, man.
Right. I mean,
do what we're doing.
Probably in middle school, right? My daughter's 11. She's in sixth grade. That's middle school.
We're making out in the back of the baseball diamond.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that. But we're more aware. We're getting judged by kids more. That's what we're doing. We're not. Stop it with them. Why are you tossing out so many bad behaviors right now?
I'm telling you. I don't
Stop.
Know if I grew up in a...
You
I grew up in West Central Columbus,
that
Ohio.
Not where
which,
I grew up.
Which,
Northern Indiana, none of that was going on.
Apparently, there was different things that were happening in my high school, in my middle school, my grade school, middle school.
I grew up in Mayberry.
You lived a sheltered...
I did.
Sheltered adolescence and all that. All right. Well, anyways... And we've actually gotten several texts since we've been talking about this from other listeners that are like, hey, I've got the same problem with the same age kid. So,
oh, wow.
Maybe this is more than... So at least, Amber, you know that you're not the only one.
Yes, and thumb sucking is different from like pacifier because pacifier, you can take that away. Thumb, you can't take away.
Well, you take the pacifier away, they'll start sucking other things. All right. 502-795-1997. If you got some advice or you got a story to share, feel free. The text and phone line is open now. Amber checked in and is worried about her kid's thumb sucking habit. He's 11, won't stop sucking. Neighbors saying one thing. Hey, it's all right. It's a coping mechanism. Nature will sort itself out. Her mom, however, is barking in her other ear going, you got to get him to quit.
Yeah. And so she's just wondering, all right, what do you guys think? Should I step in and, you know, try to get him to quit the habit, or is it going to work itself out? Angie says, when I was younger, I used to suck my finger. For me to break the habit, my parents took me to my dentist. My dentist put this device that had three spikes in the roof of my mouth.
Jeez.
It took one time for me to get spiked for me to stop. I felt it was cruel.
Yeah.
But effective. Hopefully there's a different way now.
I was going to say, do we
that
need
the dentist can suggest.
Do we need to do that?
Seems a little extreme. I mean, I know that there is a like sour tasting stuff.
Yeah,
that people use to get people to stop biting their nails. Maybe the same kind of thing.
If you haven't yet talked about it with your kid's pediatrician or dentist, I would, because they may say, you know what, it's not a big deal.
Right.
Or they may say, well, you know, it could lead to this. You may want to. So they may be a better like sounding board and resource, and assuming maybe you already have and you're still kind of confused as to what to do. Lisa checks in and says, my son sucked his thumb until maybe 7 or 8. We tried the nasty stuff he put on their thumbs. We took him to the orthodontist to get a retainer that had prongs, kind of like Angie,
listener
Angie, right? Nothing worked. Time is the only thing that works. And by the way, my son's teeth are perfectly aligned, so didn't have any issues with buck teeth like Amber was worried about. And then she says, also, I'm with Ben. The bad stuff was definitely happening in southern Indiana, like in west central Columbus, Ohio.
Great. Susie says, if you are worried about the dental issue, bring it up with the dentist.
Yeah.
As far as getting made fun of, if he sucks his thumb at school and around people that would bully him, you're not going to be able to stop that. More than likely, he's just going to outgrow it. Like, that'll work itself out.
Amanda checks in on Facebook and says, well, our 7-year-old shut the door on our 3-year-old's hand, went to the ER, broke her thumb. After months of bandages, she never sucked her thumb again. So there you go.
Oh,
there's a little thing. Just shut the thumb in the car door or something.
I don't think that's recommended.
Elizabeth says, I sucked my thumb until I was 12. Perfectly straight teeth, never had braces. So, see, I mean, I think you just got to let time be the deciding factor here.
Okay.
I don't think I would go to the orthodontist and get spikes put in his mouth.
No, I wouldn't do that. I think the biggest thing she is kind of worried about, though, is he going to get made fun of at school? You know, kids can be mean about that stuff. So Susie followed up and said, if he plays outside, he can get worm eggs under his fingernails and ingest them when he sucks his thumb. It happened to my sister.
Wow.
What? Worm eggs?
Well, listen.
That's what we have to worry about now.
If it's now, don't listen to these weird. These listeners don't know anything.
It happened to Susie's sister.
She doesn't know.
She lived it.
She doesn't know.
Oh wow.
Anyways. Thank you for sharing all of your horror stories with Amber, our listener. Again, we're going back. I think time. And then if you haven't already spoken to the pediatrician or dentist,
do that.
You know, do that.
Get the professional advice. And then maybe they can, if your child hears it from them, it might hit different.
I think, you know what? A thumb for your 11-year-old, better than a cigarette.
Yes. Thank you for pointing that out. Let's hope that that's not really something he has to worry about.
Been a long day.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for checking in with us. Keep us posted. And that is group therapy.